Let's talk about today's big DVD drop from the quirky, risque, and terrific comedy Superbad. I got a chance to talk to the breakout star of the movie, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, otherwise known, you know him, it's McLovin.
I am McLovin.
And now, Christopher is a movie star, but does he feel like one?
No. I kind of just go out and people notice me and recognize me and say, hey, what's up? Your movie is funny. And I go, oh, thank you. That's all it really is.
Before this movie, he was the average West Hills High School student. So who does he owe a great deal of thanks to?
My two good friends, Eli and Danny. They were going down for the audition, and they said, you would fit the part of a nerdy-looking senior. You should come with us. And I went, and my audition tape is right here on the back. You guys can see what got me the part.
And had you ever done anything before?
I'd acted in my high school and elementary school, but never any movies or commercials or anything.
And what, like, high school plays would we have seen you in?
None. My drama teacher never casted me in any. She didn't like me. I did festival scenes, which were, like, eight-minute scenes you competed against other schools, but never a play.
All right, so your drama teacher sort of dinks you.
Yeah.
Were you able to say to her, oh, by the way, I'm a big movie star?
Oh, yeah. Did you check out this movie Superbad that made $120 million, Miss Freitag?
Ah, good for you. Of course, he must have known Superbad was going to be his big break.
I thought I was going to make Superbad and then go work at Target or something for the rest of my life. I didn't think I was going to have a career and do other movies. But I just finished a movie with Paul Rudd, and I think I'm doing a movie with Jack Black in January. So things are looking good for me right now.
The Superbad DVD comes with a second disc that includes some extra unseen funny bits, such as The Meltdown.
The Meltdown was with Jonah and Mike and Edgar Wright. Have you never seen it? It was on YouTube. It was all over. Oh, he just went in there being a fake reporter and talked trash to Mike and Jonah, and they got in a feud.